You are listening to BensTorah.com.
One of the unique mitzvahs that join Pesach Teshuvah together is the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. When the Torah framed this specific mitzvah in the Torah itself, in which it says very explicitly, this is the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, Shiva Shuas Tisbalach, you should count 7 weeks, Mehocha Chermesh Bekama, the time that basically speaking you have the reaping of the Omer crop, which is at the time of Pesach, Tocha Lispar Shiva Shuas, count 7 weeks, and at the end of the 7 weeks, Osisa Chag Shuas LaShem Elokecha. So the Torah combines the Yom Tov of Pesach, the Yom Tov of Shuas, and that Tekufa is in existence at this moment in time, and what connects them together is the activity of Sfiras HaOmer. In fact, in Kabbalistic literature, they point out that, at least in the mind of the Mukubalim, the Yom Tov of Pesach and Shuas are really bookends of the more grandiose, bigger Yom Tov of Pesach and Shuas being the beginning and Shuas being the end. And the days in between, they're called the Chol HaMoed, between the Pesach and the Shuas, connecting them together on another Kabbalistic level. So what we're going to discuss today is the meaning, the significance of Sfiras HaOmer, and I'm going to analyze it from a very interesting vantage point. And what do I mean by this? I want to analyze it based upon the historical record when it comes to the Neshei Klal Yisrael. Were they Mekayim the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer? Were they not Mekayim it? So you might ask me the question, why in the world should women not be Mekayim the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer? And the answer to this question is given by the Rambam. The Rambam says, when he describes the halachos of the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer and Hilchos Tamidim Musafim in his Mishnah Torah, he's very explicit to say that even though Sfira B'zman is a deraisa, and that was the Shitas HaRambam to this very day, he says, I want you to know that even though the mitzvah is b'chol makom, b'chol zman, it applies no matter where you're living in the world, it doesn't depend upon a specific historical period of time, everybody's chayiv, however, noshim v'avadim are peturim. Women and avadim are pater. Why? Because at the end of the day, Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah seisha zman grama, and the Mishnah says in Masechtas Kedushin that on a normal ongoing basis, the Torah exempted our neshei chayil from performing zman grama mitzvos, and Sfiras HaOmer represents that specific category. So on a biblical level, women have no chiyuv to count Sfiras HaOmer. Despite the halachic designation and the patur of women from this man grama, historically we have two statements mentioned by Gedolei HaPoskim. First one mentioned by the Birchei HaYosef, and the one mentioned by the Magen Avram. But the Birchei HaYosef says that there are people who question whether women should count Sfiras HaOmer, but I don't understand what the problem is the Birchei Yosef. Why? Because if Nashim, who are pater from Lulav and Esro, because there's also Zman Grama Mitzvah, are nevertheless medaktik, they're very, very, very careful, then the Yom Tov of Sukkos to ask their husbands to let them also do the Mitzvah of Lulav and Esro. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, not only do they do the Lulav and Esrog, but they also make the appropriate bracha as well. So what do we see? The Nashim Sidkanyos, even our mitzvahs they're technically exempt from, wanted to do the mitzvah as a Eina Mitzvah Ve'osa, as a halachic option, even though they have no halachic obligation. And if you're an Ashkenazi and you're paskening like Rabbeinu Tam, even if you're doing the mitzvah as an option, you can still make the official Birchas HaMitzvah besides doing the Pulas HaMitzvah, doing the actual physical mitzvah itself. That's the way we paskin. So says the Birchei Yosef, once you do that by other zman grama mitzvah, so women can do it as an option, make a bracha, what's so terrible and what's so bad of them taking the mitzvah sfiras omer that they're technically exempt from, and to perform it as an eina mitzvah osa as an option, and to recite the appropriate bracha upon it? It's no different than other zman grama mitzvah women are exempt from, who do it still as an option, as eina mitzvah osa, and they make a bracha upon it. So the Bechi Yosef says, as far as he's concerned, he has no problem with that. Gesundheit, you're covered by halacha, and there's nothing more to talk about. The Magen Avram goes upon this concept of women doing it in his Tekufa, in which he says, even though Noshim are Peturos, then the Sheikhail of Klal Yisrael have taken the mitzvah serious omer upon themselves. And not only have they done it as a halachic option, but the lashon that he uses, the Magen Avraham quoting this, kavashavu alaya kechova, they've literally have made a neder l'dvar mitzvah and made sfiras omer for themselves as a chiyuv. You're making a neder to do a mitzvah that you were not mechuyev to do. Once you make a neder, neder is a mechayev. It therefore makes the mitzvah mekabel as a neder shel mitzvah to do this thing you don't have to do, but you want to do it nevertheless. You make that into a chov because of that neder shel mitzvah. And in his tekufa, what he saw with the neshei chayil of his period of time being very, very meticulous, and they therefore made sure to count Sfiras Omer the way the men did, with all the halachas related to it, to show the chavivas they had for this mitzvah, like other mitzvahs that they basically were had an option not to do, and they did it nevertheless. And Sfiras Omer is one of those mitzvahs which have been accepted upon themselves on a very intense religious way. And if you look at the women's seminaries today, what's interesting and fascinating is that many of the young women who go to learn in seminary, once they learn about the mitzvah Sfiras Omer, many of them have likewise taken upon themselves very seriously to be meticulous to count the Sfiras Omer with a bracha, a doctek to do it every night properly at the proper time. And it seems that Noshim Sidkanyos, even to this very day, were mahad upon themselves to count Sfiras Omer, even though on a biblical level, they were theoretically, basically exempt. So what I want to discuss today is what is the muvan, what is the reason that the Neshei Chai of Klal Yisrael was so medaktikos over the generations, not only to do the Sfiras Omer, but to literally make it a chov upon themselves as if they made a neder to therefore make do the mitzvah by doing such, have the ability to understand why the Neshei Chayil did this, why they were meticulous, quite obviously, to mekabel this mitzvah. So let's get into this topic quickly, and by the time I finish, you'll understand why the Neshei Chayil of Klal Yisrael were medaktikos bizman hazeh to do the Sfiras Omer with a religious fervor. They were mekabel upon themselves, as the Magen Avraham says, b'teiras neder to do it, even though they were theoretically exempt because of zman grama mitzvah. What's so special about Sfiras Omer that Neshei Chayil chapped this mitzvah? We want to do it. We want to count. What is the special, unique nature of this mitzvah that's so special to everybody, including Neshei Chayil? So let me go into this very quickly. When you go to the actual tzav, the source of the mitzvah counting Sfiras Omer, the initial source of this is contained in Parshas Emor, in Sefer Vayikra. Let me read to you the pasuk that defines the mitzvah. U'safratim lechem, you should start counting for yourselves. Mimachra Shabbos, in this case Shabbos means the first day of the Yontif of Pesach. We start counting on the night of the second day of Pesach. Miyom haviachem es oimah hatenufa, that's the day that we brought the Korban Omer, the first barley crops, to the Beis HaMikdash. And for that reason, we call it Sfiras Omer, because it's the Sfira that begins on the day that the Korban Omer was brought to the Beis HaMikdash. And if that's the case, that's the connective link and the terminology we use. You basically bring the Korban Omer, and you count with it Sheva Shabbosos Timimos, 7 full perfect weeks, Tiena, Ad Mimachras HaShabbos HaShviyis, you count until the end of the 7th week, Tisperu Chamishim Yom, to day 50, which means it's linking the second day of Pesach with the day of Shuas, V'ikrav Mincha Chadosh LaHashem, which means that in actuality, Sfiras Omer is encompassed by two Hakravas HaKarbanos. It begins when you bring the Karban Omer on the second day of Pesach, and the Sfira ends when you bring the Shtei Lechem Karban on the Yom Tov of Shuas. The one on Shuas is a Karban of Shtei Lechem, of Chitim, wheat, while the Karban of the Omer is brought from the barley. Okay? Now, what the Gedolim point out about this specific mitzvah Sfiras Omer, based upon the pasuk quoted before from the Sheva Shuas Tisbolach in Parshas Re'eh, and here it's talking about counting days, that the mitzvah Sfiras Omer really has two component parts. You count the days of the Omer, and when you reach the week level, you count every time the actual days plus the number of weeks between Pesach and between Shavuos itself. Counting days and weeks, according to most Rishonim, are two chalakim of the same mitzvah. They're part of the actual essence of the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer, counting the days, counting the weeks. And for that specific reason, it's one corporate mitzvah, the way it's described by the Rambam and the Sefer Chinuch and others in interpreting how we perform the specific mitzvah. What is interesting to note is it's not just counting days and weeks, but when you look very carefully into our Sidurim, it would appear that a great deal of Kabbalistic concepts were ultimately incorporated into the Sfiras Omer as well when it comes to the Tefillos. You recite together with the counting of the Sfira. Each night has two different midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are brought together, representing a Kabbalistic Yesod for each and every one of the days of the Sfiras HaOmer, which means that the Sfira is not just a calendar dating mechanism to know when Shavuos takes place, but it has a certain intrinsic sanctification concept contained in it that we have to analyze now. So listen very carefully as I explain this concept to you. If you look at the terminology in Parshas Emor, it says you should count 7 Shabbosos Tamimos. Now, normally, if you're talking about counting weeks, it should have said in Parshas Emor, like it says later on in Parshas Re'eh, Shiva Shavuos. Why in Parshas Emor is it called Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos, and then mentions counting days as well? What's going on over here? So I want to share with you a very, very beautiful pshat that is mentioned by Rav Mecklenburg, another great Mefarshei HaMikra, in which they make the following interesting statement. They point out that the fact that when it comes to counting the Sfiras HaOmer, it's referring to a week of a Shabbos experience. They're talking about an experience in which you will accomplish causing a certain level of tamimus, that for some reason it would appear that when you're counting sphere, you're doing more than just counting days and weeks. The word tamimus is very similar to the pasuk in the Torah, tamim tamim Hashem Elokecha, which means you're working upon yourself to create a spiritual connectivity between yourself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an elevation of your spiritual sensitivities to the Kedushas HaTorah, Kedushas HaMitzvahs, and the Kedushas HaShchina that encompasses us in Hashem watching the entire world and supervising what we do down here below. You feel the sense of the Shechina in your midst when you're involved in doing spiritual things. By the fact it uses the word Shabbos to describe these activities, Chazal point out, what does Shabbos mean? Shabbos means not only abstention from work, but Shabbos also means to be sitting in a specific repose and literally being medayik and analyzing bedvarim elokim, analyzing spiritual concepts about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, learning Torah, learning psukim, analyzing Tanakh like Tehillim and such. We are literally undergoing spiritual reflection, introspection, and therefore by doing such, bringing yourself by the activity of the weeks of Sfira to connect on a higher level conceptually and practically to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's for this reason Rav Mecklenburg points out that what the Rabbanu Shalom told us is that what you're doing when you're counting Sfira, and this is a very important point, is not merely just counting a day in a week to know the calendar date and to know exactly when the Yom Tov of Shavuos is going to take place, but you're undergoing a spiritual rectification process, a spiritual enhancement process. The psukim and the various midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we mentioned in the Tefillos after we count the Sfira are talking about certain levels of spiritual essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu we're trying to incorporate into our own personalities, our own spiritual essence, as we progress from the second day of Pesach up until Shavuos, to literally bring us up to a high spiritual level of connectivity of Kedusha, that we should connect to Hashem by Sidbuk on a very high level by the time we come to Kabbalah Satira on the Yom Tov Shavuos. The source of the days of Sfira being days of his Hitzkachus, of sanctification, historically date back, according to Chazal, from when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, and according to the Ran and other Rishonim, Klal Yisrael, even before they were given the official mitzvah, Sfiras HaOmer, later on, by Kabbalah Satera, even by the time they left Mitzrayim, which they left on the 15th, when they asked Moshe Rabbeinu, when are we going to be Mekabel the Torah? Because he said to them when he came to introduce himself as the Shliach of Hashem to redeem the Jewish people, so he said to them, when I take you out of Mitzrayim, Tavdin Elkin L'Harazeh, you're going to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the mountain of Har Sinai, which meant he promised them that the result of Yitzias Mitzrayim would be the event of Kabbalah Satera, be Mekabel Panei Shechina, and therefore Klal Yisrael, being so anxious to experience this, asked Moshe Rabbeinu, Rebbe, when is this going to be? So he told them, start counting, and when you come to day 50, that's the day when you're counting that Kabbalah Panei Shechina and Kabbalah Satera will take place. So this way you'll know how you'll have the calendar date at your fingertips, etc., etc. But Chazal go one step further. It wasn't merely they were going to have a calendar date available by doing the counting, but there was another thing that was happening, which Chazal discussed Kabbalistically. When Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, true, we had tremendous mitzvahs that gave us the schus to have Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Mesiras Nefesh involved in doing the Bris Milah right before we left, the Mesiras Nefesh and taking the head of Avodah Zarah of Egypt, the lamb, the Paschal lamb, shechting it before the entire Egyptian empire, which means he's basically showing disdain and disrespect and bittul to the idol, the most important idol in the Egyptian empire. You literally disrespected it, you were mevatel it, you showed that it has no deification whatsoever, it has no power to protect itself. So if it can't protect itself, how can it protect you? What are you wasting time worshipping this worthless entity? So he did a gavalda gazach, a bitul avodah zarah before we left in the seder we had on the night of Pesach, where we ate the paschal lamb. We spread its blood outside on the doors to show disdain to the blood of their idol. We took the bones after we finished eating the meat upon it, and took the entire skeleton b'shlemus and threw out into the courtyard for them to see that we had lamb chops on the night of Pesach, showing total bitul and disdain and disrespect to the avodah zarah. Those mitzvahs of Bris Milah that we did before we participated in that Seder, and the actual mitzvah of eating the Seder and the Korban Pesach, Well, b'demayachi, Pasuk says in Yecheskel, with the Mesiris Nefesh of our lives, on behalf of Kiddush Shem Shemayim, that gave us the schus that Yitzias Mitzrayim. But even though we had that schus, there was one little problem. The problem was we were contaminated still with the Memtesh Shari Tuma that we had acquired for 210 years, sojourn in Egypt.
You are listening to Ben's
and before
Torah.
We could metabol the Torah at Har Sinai, we had to get rid of those Memtesh Shari Tuma and replace them with Memtesh Shari Kedusha. So what did we do? How could we do it? How did Hashem help us? In 49 days to get rid of a tumor that took us 210 years to acquire. Important question. So Rabbeinu Bachya ben Asher, in his Sefer that deals with this topic, makes the following comment. He pointed out when Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, one of the things he gave us to help us in the Midbar were Anani HaKavod, clouds of glory. Now, as young people learning Chumash with our Rabbeim and learning with Yomaros, Anani HaKavod was interpreted to us to mean clouds of glory, representing Hashem's divine presence. It surrounded us on six sides, not only on four directions, but top and bottom. And it protected us from all the dangers that you have contained in the wilderness of the Midbar. It literally protected us. Because I'll say, in the Kabbalistic literature, it was more than just a protection against the hazards of walking in the wilderness. It had another purpose. The clouds of glory, Anani HaKavod, were forms of rockets, spiritual rockets Hashem gave us to energize us in our spirituality and our spiritual growth as we made the trek in the Midbar from Mitzrayim to ultimately Har Sinai. And what these rockets did, these Anani HaKavod did, is that they allowed us, with the help of its spiritual Siyata Deshmaya, to each and every day that we went in the Midbar, we counted that day. When we counted that day, we also had spiritual thoughts of tshuva and learning and returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that day and that spiritual reflection on the day of counting allowed us to rectify the Memtesh Shari Tuma. Each day we remove one of the Sharim of Tuma, one of the gates of Tuma, and replace it with a Shar of Tara, a gate of purity. So if that's the case, if we counted 49 days between Yitzias Mitzrayim and Shuas Kabbalas HaTorah, we were able to get rid of the 49 Sharim of Tuma, replace it with the 49 Sharim of Kedusha, and therefore by the time we stood at the foot of Har Sinai, the Lashon of the Gemara in Shabbos and the Lashon of the Zohar is Pasak Zuhamasam, that the spiritual contamination of the Jewish people that they had unfortunately contracted in Egypt with the help of the Anani HaKavod as spiritual boosters and their spiritual reflection in doing tshuva in those 49 days, they rectified that they were no longer contaminated with 49 gates of Tuma. They had raised themselves to 49 levels of Kedusha sanctity, pure to the point that they were able to rectify even the chet of Eitz Hadas Tevara of Adam and Chava. They were pristine pure, as Adam and Chava were at the time of their creation, kaiden to the chet of the Achilas Das Eitz Tevara. So therefore, they were totally pure and spiritual. When Hashem revealed himself and gave them momentary prophecy to hear him speaking to them and talking to them, giving the Asteris Adibros, there was no contamination separating whatsoever from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The concept of the ultimate bosidba between Klal Yisrael's neshama and the purity of it and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was felt and sensed at the foot of Har Sinai at the time of Kabbalah Satira. The mechanism that accomplished this metamorphosis, therefore, was the activity of that ancient historical sphera that Klal Yisrael did when they left Mitzrayim, which helped them purify themselves and make their ultimate acceptance of the Torah in a state of Kedusha V'Tara on the highest level. the ancient Sfiras Omer would accomplish that. The Chiddush Chazal say, therefore, is that since the period between Pesach and Shavuos, going back to its first historical existence, was a time of not only walking a physical distance, but a time of spiritual and purity rectification, since that's what hope happened, so it gave a certain spiritual essence to the days between Pesach and Shavuos that became indelible in the time frame between Pesach and Shavuos. That's why the Mekubalim point that Pesach's the beginning of the holiday season, Shavuos is the end of that holiday season, the days in between the Chol HaMoed, representing that these are days that have intense Kedusha, sanctity to them, they have the powers of facilitating your rectification till this very day. They were imbued with this concept from the time of the historical phenomenon of the first Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that experience then is experienced each and every year that we count the Sefirah. The powers of rectification of sin, of changing a midah of tuma into a midah of tahara v'kedusha, which our forefathers experienced thousands of years ago, are experienced to this very day, as we count our sphira in our specific period of time. The zman of the period between Pesach and Shavuos is therefore sanctified for this purpose. It's given that spiritual capacity. And Jews who want to take benefit of the spiritual capacity are medaktik, are very, very careful to not lose the period between Pesach and Shavuos and to dedicate it to intense Torah learning, to purification of one's machshavos, doing tshuva mi'ava. There's a minute to learn pikiyavos, to work upon our midos and hashkafos and our ideologies, to purify ourselves as much as we can, Bekdusha, Bekdusha Satayra, and Kedusha Sazman, so that when we experience Shavuos each and every year, we raise ourselves to a certain high spiritual level, a very high pinnacle of Kedusha, to Bekabel Tur, Bekdusha Vatara, as our forefathers did thousands and thousands of years ago. That is why when it comes to the Sefiras Omer, when the Torah wrote it, they didn't just say you count 49 days or 7 weeks. They called the period of time, as I mentioned before, in Parshas Emor, Sheva Shabbosos Tamimis Tiyana. These are going to be 7 weeks, but 7 weeks of Shabbos, of spiritual reflection, of spiritual analysis, of spiritual elevation, of spiritual introspection. It's going to lead you to a level of Tamimus, of becoming a Tamim Tiyam Hashem Elokecha. You're going to have a spiritual Aliyah by the time you count Sefiras Omer. So we therefore see that Sefira, when it comes to Sefiras Omer, has a different connotation entirely. It's not merely calendar dating to know when Shavuos is going to take place, but there's an active pu'ula of spiritual elevation and perfection and spiritual cleansing that takes place in this period of time, even to this very day. And that's why the Gedolim point out, even though we don't bring a carbon omer today because the Beis Midrash is destroyed, Sefira is still derais, as the Rambam says, the power of Sefira to mekadesh us and to sanctify us and to elevate us is still a derais, a concept ad hayom hazeh. What we have to make sure is that when we're basically counting the Sefira, we realize the counting of the Sefira reminds us what our mandate is. When you're counting the days and the weeks, and remember the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are connoted in the days and the weeks we are counting. Each day has two midas of Hashem that are combined together, which we're supposed to incorporate into our personality. If we treat Sefira that way, it makes Sefira into a very holy ritual that rectifies us, purifies us, elevates us, and connects us with a very, very important devekus between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the end of this period of time. Now, when you look upon Sefira as having that type of power, is it now a chiddush to you why not only men were medaktek b'Sefiras Omer, but the Neshei Chayil of Klal Yisrael that were aware of these hashkafas and these powers of Sefiras Omer, going back to ancient Jewish history, when they were taught this and realized what Sefira is, they said to themselves, why should we be deprived of undergoing the Sefiras Omer experience and having the same Iskadrus sanctification and purification and elevation in Dveikus given to us by undergoing the counting of Sefiras Omer, that for us the period of time should also be Sheva Shabbosos Tamimis Tiyana? And therefore the Neshechayil of Klal Yisrael, who always aspire for higher levels of Kedusha sanctification, they therefore took upon themselves to do this mitzvah, not just as a mitzvah v'isa, but it's as if they made a neder to mekayim this mitzvah religiously and meticulously, which many of them to this very day do. It shows how they were able to understand what Sefirah is all about. They were able to understand how holy and how important and how much siyata d'shmaya they get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu if they count in their spiritual rectification and elevation process. That's why Noshech Chayil, as Chazal point out, historically, count Sefiras Omer in the past, and are still counting to this very day, to grasp the Kedushas of this period, and to apply it to their own personal essence and experience of Hashem's Torah and Ruchnius in this world itself. So I answered the major question over here, of why women basically want to do it today, even though they're technically exempt. But I want to go one step a little further over here. One of the interesting things that we have when it comes to Sefiras Omer is the Torah says very, very explicitly, U'safartem lechem, you should count. And the Gemara says in Menachos, Shetei Sefira lechol echad v'echad. Each person should count by themselves the Sefiras Omer. Now, many of the Poskim interpret this to mean that when you're counting the Sefiras Omer, you shouldn't just rely upon somebody counting for you and biyotze kashmeya ka'ona by somebody saying and you listening without personally doing the mitzvah itself. Everybody should count by themselves, not be yotze b'shamei ka'ona, to get the personal experience of counting the Omer on your own personal level. I always wondered why that's the case. But by now, what I told you today, I think you understand why that's the case. The reason that is the case is because Chazal taught us, when you're counting the Omer, it's Sheva Shabbosos Tamimis Tiyana, you can be yotze a orally stated bracha, if the only thing you want to do is connect to the words that are being recited by somebody else, as if you recited those words. So when you hear somebody making Kiddush and you listen, it's as if you said the Kiddush yourself. But it's not really practically as you said it yourself. You get the kiyum of the mitzvah by hearing somebody else say it for you. When it comes to Sefiras Omer, we don't want to just have somebody do it for us. We want it to be experiential. We want to experience the tikkun spiritually that you accomplish when you count the Sefira. That the spiritual rockets of Shechinas Hashem, of the Anani HaKavod that are still with us on a certain micro level, should impact upon us when we're counting. That level of getting those nitzotzes of Kedusha from Sefira can only be felt by us and literally uplifted by us if we are doing the Sefira ourselves, counting by ourselves, having the hope and prayer that the counting with the kavanas I mentioned before will rectify them and cleanse them and elevate them and sanctify them. That's the purpose of the counting itself. And therefore, if that's the case, people should be doing the counting themselves to get that spiritual experience internalized in themselves by doing the mitzvah personally. Everybody should do the counting themselves to make this into a very personalized activity experienced by Klal Yisrael on every level you possibly could imagine. So we therefore see from over here that this counting of Sefiras Omer is a very, very powerful mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that therefore allows us to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu our aspirations of Chayv Adon Liras Kiliyas. We want to experience now, thousands of years later on, the spiritual experience of chayrus, of redemption and elevation, which our forefathers experienced when they left Mitzrayim with Makabel the Torah. In the Haggadah we read, we should aspire that in our tekufa we should have the same feeling of liras as if we are leaving Mitzrayim now and undergoing the Kedushas Hazman HaSfiras HaOmer as our forefathers did, and accomplish the same tikkun on the Shama, tikkun of our Kedusha, on the level that they experienced thousands of years ago. The mechanism to accomplish this and to start the process and to help us in the process is the Kedusha and Siyata Deshmaya of the Kedusha's Hazman of Sphira that was established then. Going through Sphira and counting and saying the Tfilos and learning and experiencing spiritual activity during this period of time, the Cholamoed flavor of Sphira comes alive. And both men and women who therefore count religiously, meticulously, and know what you're trying to accomplish, and know the meaning of the Shemes Hashem, which are the various midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we're supposed to emulate based upon Halakhta B'Derachav, following the spiritual footsteps of Hashem, and incorporating His midas into our spiritual personality. We have to follow Hashem and emulate Hashem, and incorporate what He does into our daily essence, our daily activities. Sphira helps facilitate this. It gives us that booster that we need to reach the levels of sanctification that perhaps we cannot reach otherwise. So therefore, Ashrechem Yisrael, how fortunate is Klal Yisrael, Ashrechem not only the men of Klal Yisrael, but Ashrechem the women of Klal Yisrael, how you understood the Yisod and the inner meaning of Sfiras Omer when it comes to the real thing it's coming to represent, and the real power of Sfiras Omer, how you understand it, how because of that you utilize it, how all these magnificent Kabbalistic tefillos were written in conjunction with it. So when we're basically speaking, counting the Sfira, we're also saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we should hope and pray that by doing such, Hashem will help metar us, cleanse us, and purify ourselves from all the klipos of tumah that surround us in all sides, in the crazy world in which we live, where there's tumah to the right and to the left, above us, below us, no matter where we go, there's a tumah sa'ilam. The hatzalah from this tumah sa'zman is to encapsulate ourselves with the covering and the protection of the Torah from all sides. Torah is, Chazal tell us, is a mugging, it shields us, matzal us, it saves us. What keeps us in our purity and going forward in today's perverse society and our ability to throw the culture of today's society away and keep ourselves protected and keep ourselves in a state of tamimiskeit with ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the koyach of the Torah HaKadosha that is emblazoned in the concept of Sfiras Omer. And the holy words of the Torah, Torah Shebikstav, Torah Shebapeh, the Midrashi Chazal, all of that insulates us from what's going on in the world and allows us to continue in our trek in the Derech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to elevate ourselves to the highest levels of Kedusha possible that human beings can obtain in this world. This is the ultimate and consummate meaning behind Sfiras HaOmer. Let us hope and pray that this process will be felt once again very intensely in our period of time. And when Hashem sees the aspirations of the men and the women of Klal Yisrael, having a dear Shu Hashem, b'imotzo, searching for Hashem, devekus by Sidbak, to trying to be Dovik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Oysa the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything that we think, speak, and do, that everything is encompassed by the Kedusha Satera, that Hashem should give us the Siyata Deshmaya to be Zecher to see the ultimate Geula take place, the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash through the offices of the Mashiach and all the other Gedolim and Tzadikim, that we be brought back to life through the concept and the Yisod of the Techiyas HaMesim and the return of Klal Yisrael to Eretz Israel, the restoration of Avedas HaKarbon, which will bring us to a higher level of Devekis and cleansing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're now holding at the precipice of this incredible event. But now, be'ikfas of the Meshicha, let us pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we say in the Nusach of the Sfiris Omer, L'shana haba b'Yerushalayim ha'benuya, we shall have the schus of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the making Sfiris Omer once again, have connected with it, the actual Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, which will bring it even to a higher level. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Realize it's still Chol HaMoed, so we can say a good mayit to each other, according to the Mukubalim, and keep on counting, be meticulous to count. And hopefully, by the time we get to day 50, we'll be mekabel the Torah b'ahava, seeing Shriyas HaShechina on the most intense level possible, and being zeich v'chol HaBaruch Zatzuvas b'teira.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.